result, or do you think you could have won it?
I think coming here, the home record that Arbroath have got, you know, Dick's put together a very good side, and you know, we were level on points with them tonight coming into the game. The positives for ourselves is we did have a couple of chances that we, you know, could have won the game from, but equally, you know, we didn't concede tonight, and you know, going on from Saturday's victory at Dundee United, it gives us that platform going into the Queen of South game at the weekend. Now,
it was a proverbial hard place to come, wasn't it? I mean, the ball seemed to spend a lot of time in the air.
Yeah, it's different, but I think, you know, it's one of them, it's a Wednesday night midweek fixture when the games are coming, you know, from all angles, and I sometimes think people don't appreciate that what's at stake, you know, and Arbroath, that was an opportunity for them tonight to pull away from us, and equally for us as well, so to pull away from Arbroath, it was a well-contested game. From our point of view, did we get the ball down enough and play as many passes and create chances that way? Probably not as much as we would like, but that's credit to Arbroath. You know, they made it very, very difficult, and they've done that for every team in this league this year, so credit to Dick and his coaching staff for it.
Dick says that Arbroath's ambitions as a part-time team are different from the full-time teams in the league, that you'll be looking to get promotion, get up to the SPL, and he's not thinking about that at all.
You can believe that if you want. You know, I think he's done a great job over the years, and you know, Dick wouldn't be a manager still if he was going to accept that, but you know, respect where it's due, and it was a tough game tonight, and for ourselves, you know, we're giving ourselves an opportunity to get into the playoff positions where we want to be come the end of the season, and I do think that we're improving as the season goes along, whereas earlier we might have come away with no points on a night like tonight. So as I say, there's positives from the performance that we can take as a coaching staff. Probably not the football that we want to play on a regular basis, but that might be a vital point coming into the season for us.
Does the Dundee United win give you a psychological boost? You know, showing, because obviously your players are competing against a side that has, to all intents and purposes, run away with the league this season. But
I think what the Dundee United won done, I thought we were very good against Inverness the previous game, and there's things that we couldn't control on the night. From that, the boys have went and taken a good Dundee United side, managed to win the game. As I say, you know, get us back in with the hope of getting in these playoff positions again. So they will have taken confidence from that, and you know, it's not getting too carried away, because the league's is so tight that if you do, then you'll get your fingers burnt. But as I say, it gives us a clean sheet tonight, gives us something to look forward to now for the Queen of South game.
Injuries meant you had to change your team. How big a blow was it without Kevin Nisbet and Aaron Cumley?
I think when you look at that with Kevin, it's probably a pat on the back for Kevin that he's played as many games stepping up from League One football. Ryan Dow's out tonight and Aaron Cumley, but again, the boys that got their opportunity, they're waiting in the wings, and you know, I'm not frightened to play young players. Gavin McGill got an opportunity tonight, Lewis McCann came on for him, and as I say, if Ashy's struggling for the weekend, we've got young Miller Fenton who's pushing to get in amongst the squad now at 16 years of age, Josh Edwards. So it's not about making excuses, it's about using the squad that you've got and having belief in that, and I've got the belief that that's the players in there.
Thanks, Stephen.